The manufacturers of Cobra Touch invite you to meet...
Father, dear Father.
But I've had 5 cups already. I'll have to go in a minute. You know, I promised the vicar I'd drop these old boots and shoes in for next week's jumble sale. I'm running a store with Mrs. Frisbee, you know.
Oh, well, old boots are always useful. I expect I'll be in the middle of cast-off clothing with Mr. Bolton.
Oh, that will be nice for you. You know, he's such a gentleman, is Mr. Bolton. He always cocks his little finger when he blows his nose.
Well, I suppose it's his army training. I've nearly finished.
Ah, Nanny, there you are. You forgot my coffee cup. Oh, by the way, do you recognize me with this nylon stocking over my head?
No, Mr. Patrick.
Ah, then how do you know it's me?
Well, who else would be wandering round the house with a stocking over his head?
Yes, that's very true. Oh, it's Mrs. Lancaster, isn't it? Good afternoon.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Carter.
Mr. Patrick, it's the church jumble sale next Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering about any old clothes.
No, thank you, Nanny. I've got plenty.
Does he often walk around like that with a nylon stocking pulled over his head?
Oh, he's always trying out bits of business for his books, you see. Last year he broke a toe jumping off the garage roof.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, that must have been very painful for him.
Oh, not for him. It was the postman's toe, Mr. Patrick Landon.
Bell's ringing and the crockery needs a drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on. Clock's ticking on.
I don't know how I'd ever get by without Cobra Touch furniture polish. An instant shine as I dust. Not to mention Cobra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Cobra Touch certainly is the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Cobra Touch?
Mrs. Harris, he didn't.
He did.
He asked you to marry him. Mr. Bolton.
That's right. Last Sunday during bell ringing practice, I almost locked me triple bob.
Yes, well, you would, dear. I mean, he is a verger, after all.
Well, I don't mind that. It's just that, well, I'm old-fashioned about these things. I don't love them.
Love. It's just a word at our age, dear. You know, my Harold, rest his soul, for his last 3 years, he was just something to wind my wool on. Now, you take my advice, dear. Get Mr. Bolton down the aisle before he comes to his senses.
Oh, but I've already refused him. As nicely as I could, of course.
You said no?
I made the excuse that Mr. Patrick and the girls need me here. After all, what would I do with the husband?
We mustn't miss the shots, dear. Will your Mr. Patrick be all right?
Yes. When he's busy working on his new book, nothing interrupts.
Archos, what wouldn't the Archos do at this stage?
Good heavens! It's black-hearted Carter, the scourge of the Spanish Main.
Hmm?
I wondered where my other stocking had gone.
Oh, yes. Here you are, Anna. I was trying something out for the book. You know, it's very tight, that stocking. I think I needed a larger size, actually. 6 7/8 or something like that.
Oh, it's all right. I'll get it. Hello? Good afternoon, miss. My name is Arthur Bolton. I wonder if I might see Matilda.
You might and you might not. Who's Matilda?
Matilda Harris. I believe she resides as a resident of this residence.
Harris? I don't... Oh, you mean Nanny.
That's it, yes, yes. She isn't expecting me, but it's turned out such a lovely day, you know, real parade ground weather, that I thought we might...
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. I thought we might go picking bluebells together on Hampstead Heath, sir.
Well, that's very kind of you. It really is, but I'm rather busy, Mr.
This is Mr. Bolton, Daddy. It's Nanny he's come to see.
I'm afraid she's gone out shopping, but do come in.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
I don't think she'll be very long.
I remember now. I've heard Nanny talking about you.
Oh, really?
Didn't you spend 22 years in the buff?
Buffs, miss. Buffs.
Yes, well, you girls go and make a nice cup of tea for our visitor, will you?
All right. Come on, Clara.
Tea, eh? Tea. Oh, yes, tea, yes. How very kind, yes.
Well, do sit down. Have you known Nanny long?
Oh, almost a year, sir. I have, in fact, asked the lady to be my wife, sir.
Good grief. I mean, really? What did she say?
Well, she said yes, sir. Well, in a way.
What way?
Well, she said no. But only because of you and yours.
Me and my what?
Daughters, sir. Well, she feels you need her more than I do. And putting it bluntly, she feels you lot couldn't wash behind your ears without her help. Metaphysically speaking, of course.
Oh, good heavens, I hadn't... And that's the only reason, because of us.
Well, so she assures me, sir. I'd make a very good husband, you know. I once attacked a Jerry single-handed.
And after all, what more can any woman want?
Here we are.
Oh, yes, look, I think I'd best be leaving. I feel I may have said something that I did not intend to.
Aren't you going to have a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, that's most kind of you. Well, thank you very much. Well, I'll be off.
Mr. Bolton, I had no idea that you and Nanny, Matilda, were, I mean, nobody's indispensable.
Well, goodbye, sir. I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention I was here. I don't want her to think, well, you know, going behind her back under her nose, so to speak.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, poor old Nanny. Girls? Mm-hmm. You know what that chap just told me? He's asked Nanny to marry him.
Marry him?
Yes, he has, and apparently she would do, too, but for loyalty to us.
You mean it's just us stopping her?
So he said.
Well, he wouldn't lie. I mean, he's a virgin.
Exactly. And now we know what he's verging on. Marriage to Nanny.
So, if it wasn't for us, she'd be up the aisle like a rat up a drain pipe.
Yes. Clara, where do you pick up these phrases? Like a rat up a drain pipe. So, we've got to show her that she isn't indispensable to us.
But she is.
I know that, but we mustn't be selfish. It's up to us to stand on our own feet, or pause in H.G. Wells' case. Now, come on, we've got to organize ourselves.
Oh, hi, home. Miss Anna, Miss Karen. Well, what are you doing?
Hi, Sexpot. We're just having a little clean-up. I'm doing the polishing.
Well, you won't get much of a shine with that, dear. That's a can of shaving cream.
Is it? Oh, yes. Well, we don't want a whiskery sideboard anyway.
No, I suppose not. Anna, dear, yes? You've had the nozzle of that vacuum cleaner in the wrong end. You've been blowing instead of socking.
Is that what it was? I wondered why there was such a shambles.
Where's your father?
He's in the kitchen.
In my kitchen? Now, what's he doing in there?
Chick, 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 chicken. Lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken. I want one for my tea.
Mr. Patrick.
What's the matter? Oh, Nanny. I expect you're wondering why I'm wearing this pinafore, eh?
Well, I did wonder. Yes.
I couldn't find one of your aprons, you see, and a cook has to wear something.
A cook?
Yes, I decided I'd do dinner tonight, you know. Chicken. Takes a long while to roast, doesn't it?
Well, it would, just cooking by the oven light. Yes. This is the on switch. Now, what about the stuffing?
Didn't need any, Nanny. It was full of things already, all wrapped up in... They've got a very good way of doing things these days. Those plastic bags are very neat, aren't they?
Mr. Patrick, this is my job.
Yes, yes, I know that, but I've always wanted to learn to cook. In case you ever decide to leave us for any reason, Annie.
Leave? Mr. Patrick, why have you sliced off all these loaves?
Because I didn't know how to turn off the electric carving knife.
It's this little switch here.
Ah, now you tell me. If I'd known that before, I wouldn't have sliced up 10 pounds of carrots and 15 pounds of potatoes as well.
You didn't.
Well, what else could I do? I didn't dare put it down. Just about to give myself a short back and sides when the battery ran out. Ah, you smell that, Nanny. Is that beautiful?
Soup as well?
Yes, soup's the easiest of the lot these days, I find. All you have to do is open the packets.
Packets?
Yes, I use this lot here. There's minestrone, oxtail, onion, tomato. They're all in there. What's this one? It appears that we'll be having soup with just a subtle hint of custard powder, too.
Mr. Patrick, don't you like my cooking?
Oh, of course we do, Nellie. It's very good, but one gets bored with good food, you know? Besides, we don't want you to think that we can't manage on our own, and that if you ever wanted to, well, seek pastures new, as it were, you wouldn't be able to because your conscience wouldn't let you, or something like that, if you see what I mean. If you don't, well, never mind. I must get on with my potatoes. Now, put your feet up, Nanny. I'll boil them.
No, thank you, Mr. Patrick. I had a bath last night. Well, if I'm not needed here, I'll go and change the sheets.
No need, Nanny. The girls have done that already.
They have?
Yes, they've been enjoying themselves. They say housework is quite fun, really.
Well, they've never found it funny before.
That's because they've never really got down to it. I mean to say, look at me. I've never enjoyed cooking before.
Well, I don't know. It isn't natural somehow. My place is here over the stove, Mr. Patrick, and yours is in the study over your typewriter.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nanny. Why don't you nip into the study and start your memoirs, eh? 30 years on a hot plate, something like that. I'm quite happy here. I'm enjoying my Nanny, smoke! Something on fire!
It's the oven gloves. You left them on the grill. Pull them off with the tongs.
All right, Nanny, don't panic. Don't panic. I've got them. What do I do with them? There we are. That'll put them out.
Yes, Mr. Patrick, I'm sure it will. But I don't know what kind of flavor you've given the soup now.
Bells ringing and the crockery needs are drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on. Clock's ticking on.
I don't know how I'd ever get by without Cobra Touch furniture polish. An instant shine as I dust. Not to mention Cobra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Cobra Touch certainly is the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Cobra Touch?
I managed to get a few more things for this afternoon.
This afternoon?
It's the jumble sale, dear. I got this nightie from the woman at number 47. You know, the one with 5 children. Hardly been worn, she said. Should be worth a couple of bob.
I'm sure she'll do very well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and here's a see-through blouse Mrs. Frisbee just bought, but she lost her nerve.
Well, she seems to be managing quite well without me.
Who are, dear?
Mr. Patrick and the girls. They've been running the house by themselves for the past week. Haven't let me lift a finger. Even the dog's been getting his own bones.
Oh, well, now's your chance to take it easy.
And Mr. Patrick even worked out the menus for the week. Here, take a look.
Oh, Tuesday dinner, beans on toast. Wednesday, mushrooms on toast. Thursday, cheese on toast. It's not very adventurous, is it?
But look at Friday. Like...
Friday, chicken a la Hispaniola. Stuffed with pimento and garlic in a wine sauce.
Yes.
How did it turn out?
I burnt it. We had egg on toast instead. Now, what did I come in for? Oh, yes. Where's the black boot polish, Nanny?
Oh, you're not going to do the bath again.
That was an accident. here it is.
Mr. Patrick, the church jumble sale is this afternoon. I was going to ask for time off, but... since I haven't had any time on all week.
Nonsense, you toddle off, Nana. You're not needed here. You go ahead.
You see? He won't let me do it. Oh, there's a pan boiling over.
Yes, I could turn that off, couldn't I? Oh, yes.
That's my little job, Nanny. Actually, I came back to my radio. Nearly time for housewife choice.
Oh, he does seem to be enjoying himself, doesn't he? You know, you'll have to face it, dear. It looks as if they've decided to go it on their own. I mean, nobody's indispensable.
But that's what Mr. Patrick said. Do you really think that's it? They don't want me.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, dear? I mean, this is his way of letting you know.
Well, I suppose I do cost a lot. What with SET and health stamps and pinafores, the price they are.
You're a luxury, dear.
A luxury?
Yes, like caviar and electric blankets. You know, I expect he's only kept you on this long because you were the girl's nanny. This job is just a sinecure.
But if I leave, who's going to iron his newspaper in the mornings?
Oh, I expect he'll... Pardon?
He can't stand a wrinkled Times. And what about his rhubarb pies?
You don't iron them.
No, but I make them for him, and he eats them sometimes. Oh, I don't know what to do for the best.
Well, if I thought I was a liability, I'd know what I'd do. I'd resign.
Yes, well, it does seem as if they can manage without me.
I can't keep this up much longer. The whole place is in chaos. Surely Nanny realizes by now that we can manage without her. Back, goodness.
I've worked out a method of cutting down on the dusting of the study.
How?
I've broken half the ornaments.
You know, I'm not well. I feel sick. I think my ankles are swollen up.
You have very interesting symptoms.
Yes, and I've got dishpan hands, I've got housemaid's knee, and I've discovered a new one. Cheese grater's finger.
I wondered why you were wearing that plaster.
What's Karen doing?
Her nuts last time I saw her. She has a huge pile of washing to do. Do you get your socks so dirty?
No effort, I just put them on my feet and let them get on with it by themselves. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better get on with my shoe polishing. You know, if Nanny does want to go off and marry this Bolton chap, we're giving her plenty of opportunity.
Daddy, you're polishing my suede.
Oh, no.
Daddy, the washing machine's gone berserk.
Well, switch it off.
I can't.
Oh, good grief. Now, look, where are the controls? There must be a switch somewhere. There's so much foam about, it's impossible. Come on, help me. Let's get some of this foam out of the way.
Righto.
Where can we put it?
Drop it on the floor. Oh.
How did this happen?
I think I used too many packets of detergent.
And to think that someday you're going to grow up and get married. Karen, what's this? A Wellington boot?
Well, they were all muddy. I was going to wash them.
In the washing machine? Oh, how do you stop this thing? Oh. Nothing like a little technical know-how, is there?
Well, anyway, this lot ought to be clean now. It's been in for hours. Oh, here's my nice clean blouse with the blue-black patches. Here's your shirt with the blue-black patches.
I haven't got a shirt with...
You have now. And here in the pocket, your nice clean fountain pen.
Oh, Karen. Didn't you go through the pockets?
I didn't want to be nosy.
But the ink from my pen has run out over everything.
Oh, never mind, Daddy. You've got another whole bottle in the study.
Don't push your luck, young lady. Oh, dear. Wouldn't it be nice if Nanny had a big row with this Bolton chap and decided to stay with us? A bit difficult to think of having to do without Nanny, really.
And so I feel it would be in the interests of everybody if I gave in me notice.
Good, good.
Hoping this finds you as it leaves me, your obedient servant...
Well, go on, sign it.
Do you really think I should?
Well, if you don't, he might think it's from the dog or something.
Oh, yes. Matilda Harris, brackets, Nanny. Close brackets. I'll leave this on his typewriter. He's bound to see it there.
It's what he's been waiting for, more than likely.
Oh, well, perhaps it's all for the best. I suppose at least they'll learn to stand on their own 6 feet now.
Well, come along, dear. There's no use worrying, and we'll be late for the jumble sale.
I suppose I'll soon find some other job.
Oh, of course you will, dear. Go to the labor exchange.
Oh, they're short-handed there, are they? Oh. Well, you go on, will you? I'll just stick this in his roller.
The best place for it. Now, hurry up, or we really will be late.
There we are, madam. A fine, sturdy pair of braces. It'll hold your husband's trousers up forever, will it?
Oh, I'm sorry. My husband's a Scot. He wears a kilt.
Oh, well, you can't win them all, can you? We'll be coining it, Mrs. Harris. We'll be coining it.
I hope so, Mr. Bolton.
I was wondering, after the jumble sale, perhaps my place, you know, with a cup of cocoa. I could show you my cigarette card collection.
It's a great temptation, but I don't think I should.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. We only live once, you know.
But are you...
We could be very happy together, Matilda, you and me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bolton. As I said, I needed Mr. Patrick and the girls. Well, at least they used to need me.
Well, nobody's indispensable, Matilda. He said as much when I told him about us.
Mr. Patrick? Oh, you were round at the house?
Yes, I was.
What did you say to him?
Well, I told him about you and what you told me, and that by keeping working there, he was ruining your chance of a life of bliss with me.
So that's what it's all been about. Oh, you lovely thing. Lovely thing, yeah. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. Oh, that letter!
What letter? Matilda! What the flippin' heck's going on here?
Mr. Bolton! I quite like cocoa, and I just adore cigarette cards.
Really? Well, now, supposing we take a little trip to my place after we've finished dibs and that.
Mr. Bolton! Oh, you are a one!
See-through blouses, Karen?
I don't know. I've never had one.
You have now. I've burnt a hole through it with the iron.
Anna, how can I wear that now?
Well, Cleopatra did. She used to troll around like that. You can call it the new lopsided look.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, girls, look at this. Look. A letter from Georgie, my agent, and a check for £400. Paperback rights in Albanian, she says. Now, what about that, eh?
£400? That's marvelous.
Yes, we'll send the laundry out next week. £400 has just about covered it. Ouch!
What's the matter, Daddy?
Oh, just a touch of washerwoman's wrist, I think. My hand's waterlogged.
Mr. Patrick!
Yes, Daddy, what's up?
Have you seen a letter lying about? I left it...
this one?
Ah, that'll be it. Ah, thank you, Mr. Patrick. I'll have it back.
Hey, Nanny, what are you doing? That's my letter.
No, Mr. Patrick, it's mine. And you don't really want it.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No, it's all a mistake. Please forget all about it. It'll be much better all round.
Are you worried about Albania's balance of payments or something?
No, it's just that...
But please, hey, Nanny, what are you doing?
You've gone mad.
There's a check for £400 in that envelope.
I don't care.
Pardon? You can't just walk around just tearing up people's letters.
Oh, dear. There's my letter over there, still in your typewriter. Oh, I'm sorry. What must you think of me?
Nanny, why don't you sit down for a moment, Nanny? Karen. Get a doctor.
Right, Dad.
There you are, Nanny. Come on, how about tearing these up, eh? Lots of lovely, lovely envelopes. And they're all different sizes. Go on, go on. Tear them up into little bitty pieces. Go on, enjoy yourself, yes?
Certainly not. I've done nothing but sit down for the past week. I'm positively numb. And if it's me and Mr. Bolton that's been worrying you, I'm not going to marry him. I'm going into the kitchen to make me a steak and kidney pie.
Oh, Nance. With dumplings.
Mm-hmm. And mushrooms, those little button things.
He wants to know if her her palms are damp.
What? Oh, the doctor. Yes, I'll speak to him. Hello? No, it's all a mistake, really. No, she's not married, Mr. Bolton, now. No. Oh, by the way, do you have anything for Cheese Grater's finger or Washerman's wrist? That's funny. He hung up.
The crockery needs a drying. The baby's crying and the clock's ticking on. Clock's ticking on.
I don't know how I'd ever get by without Cobra Touch furniture polish. An instant shine as I dust. Not to mention Cobra Touch's long-lasting wax protection. Aerosol Cobra Touch certainly is the time and effort saver.
Now aren't you glad there's Cobra Touch?
That was Father Dear Father with Tom Meehan, Yvonne Bristow, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Maureen Adair, Bill DeMariani, and John Simpson. The script was written by Johnny Mortimer and Brian Cook and produced by Brian Squires for the manufacturers of Cobra Touch, who cordially invite you to join them next Thursday at 8:30 for another glimpse into the life of Father Dear Father.